Okay, let your fingers do the walking, make the phone call, and we'll be right at you on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back. Our final hour with Vince and Jenna. We're going to take your calls this hour as well. They call you the solutions psychic. I like that.
Thank you.
Yes, I like that too.
Why do they say that?
Well, as I spoke earlier, I see everybody's problems.
Mm-hmm.
I see what the block is, and not only do I see the block, I see what they need to do to resolve and heal that block. I give them solutions. It's interesting. Since we've been on the line, you know that your radio show is so listened to. I have been bombarded with phone calls and emails from your listeners, and I have to say...
They can't wait.
I know they can't wait. But they really, so many of them are showing me, again, validating what's been out there in the world. There's so many people hurting, George. There's so many people suffering. They feel so distressed they don't know what to do to get out of it. They feel that the world is against them. They feel that they're cursed. They feel that, that there's somebody always combating them. And what they have to understand, just in general, to be able to help people in a general way, they have to understand that we create our lives consciously or subconsciously, but we're the ones who create them. And we create them from our beliefs. That force, that power I was talking about, it's hooked up to our internal core beliefs, not our conscious beliefs, our unconscious beliefs. So if you're sitting there and you're unconsciously believing you're not good enough, you're putting that out into the universe and you're creating not good enough situations. You're creating abuse. It's scientifically proven that women who were physically abused by their fathers growing up, 80% of them attract a physical abuser into their lives. Now, how do they do that? When they go out on dates, when they're at the bar, and there's 10 guys standing at the bar, the loser does not have a sign on his head saying, here, date me, in 3 months I'm going to sock you in the face. It's all energy. It's all about that young girl grew up believing she deserved to be abused. That young girl grew up believing she did not deserve love. Okay, so now she's an adult and she doesn't remember that. And she goes out to the bar, she goes out to a party wanting to attract relationships. But the part that's causing the attraction is down below that saying, I deserve to be hurt. I deserve, I'm a bad girl. And so she attracts the guy that will wind up beating her. That is scientific proof. We have research on that.
Yeah, that's true.
So all of these people who are hurting right now, they have to know that they are affecting that. And the greatest thing about that is if they're causing it, they can change it. They can change it. So I didn't mean to stop the callers calling in, but I'm just...
No. We're getting them lined up as we speak. How do you want to handle the calls, by the way, Vince? Because you're not going to do personal readings and such. What would you, beyond questions, what would you like to talk with them about?
Well, beyond their personal questions, if there's something in their life or something about life that they would like more answers about, like what, no matter what it is spiritually, I can give them the spiritual answer to it. I can give them the solution to any problem. And again, if it can be more general that it affects everyone that's listening, not just them, not just the person. If they want a personal reading, they can always call me for a personal reading or go to my website and book an appointment. But right now, if you want to do just general questions of life, of how to get through it, of anything like that, I'm certainly open to that.
Okay, let's go to some of the calls right now. Let's go to Carrie in Buena Park, California to get things going. Hi, Carrie, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I was wondering, what is the best way that you can tap into your ability?
Carrie, great question. Thank you so much for calling in. You tap into the ability by removing your blocks. We are naturally filled with all of that ability. So self-healing healing. So in other words, a lot of self-work, paying attention to those beliefs that I was talking about, whether you have some of those doubtful beliefs. Also, affirmations. I am powerful. I am connected to the source. I am unlimited. Taking classes that help you to believe in prosperity, to believe that you are abundant. And all of a sudden, you start tapping into these things. Now, practice is really helpful. So try to do some mini readings for people. I'm actually working with clients now to help teach them how to use their psychic abilities and their mediumship. And it all starts with a practice and trusting your inner voice, your own guidance you start with. So go into a meditation. I'm sure you know how to meditate if you're asking this question. It's about sitting quietly for 5 to 10 minutes. Some people do it up to an hour. Go in with a question. What should I do to experience my greatest existence? What's the next step I should take? Where should I go on vacation that I'm going to enjoy the most? It doesn't make a difference what the question is. It makes a difference that you're practicing it. Then sit quietly and listen. You know how many people pray, but they absolutely don't spend the time to listen to hear the response? Listen, but listen for your inner voice. Trust it and go with it. Carrie, there is an intuition to you to start with that's very strong. Start honoring your inner voice. That's what Ralph Waldo Emerson spoke about. Honor your inner voice, and it gets louder. That's the general answer.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
This inner voice, Vincent, that all of us have, you know, the voice that tells us right from wrong, intuition, sometimes we act on it, sometimes we don't. How do we know that it's giving us the best information?
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Great question. You should be one of the callers.
No, I'll just stay where I am.
I know. You do best where you are. Okay. We don't know it until we listen to it. And here's the thing. It makes no difference if listening to your inner voice makes you fall flat on your face. You're at least respecting yourself enough to follow it. And I promise you that eventually the inner voice will be more pure. It will come from the soul, and you will have more times where you don't fall on your face. You will have more times where you're not making the mistake or the lower choice. But I can tell you right now, an inner voice starts with a gut feeling. The purpose of logic is to label your inner voice. So in other words, you walk into a place and you get this feeling, ooh, what is that? Something just came over me. I don't know what that is.
It's almost overwhelming, isn't it?
Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's subtle, but yes, a lot of times it's overwhelming. Then the intellect has to kick in and go, you know what? I should leave. I'm getting the feeling I shouldn't be here. Then you're supposed to shut up and listen. But our problem is we hear the voice, we use the intellect to label it, and then the intellect doesn't shut up and it turns around and it goes, nah, that's silly. I'm just being paranoid. What's going to happen? This is just a nice restaurant. Nothing's going to happen here. Everything is okay. And then we're there having dinner and a big fight starts, and there's all of this hurting and crashing that's going on in the area, and we get caught up in this crap that we could have left because we got the inner feeling. So it starts with a feeling.
But you got to read it.
You got to read it, and here's the trick. You don't just spend time listening to your inner feelings and think that that's all that you need to do. It requires breaking the habits of listening to the negative thoughts. Because it's hard for people to decipher, like you just asked, what is the inner feeling versus what's the negative thought. Here's the thing. An inner gut feeling will never be negative. It can be cautious, like, I shouldn't cross the street now because cars are coming. That's not a negative thought. That's a cautious thought because you could get hit by a car. So that's actually a cautious, positive thought. So sitting there going, I should leave here. That's not a negative thought. But here's the difference. Negative thought. oh, I shouldn't apply for that job. There's 100 people that are going to be applying for
exactly.
that job. I'll never get it.
They won't pick me. Yeah.
They won't pick me. That's a negative feeling. That's how you know it's coming from your mind. All feelings coming from your souls will be positive, inspiring, motivational, and empowering.
Next up, let's go to Mark, truck driving in Nebraska. Mark, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say I agree with you wholeheartedly with your last thought there, because lately I've been going by my gut feelings, and they've been correct. But my main question, Vincent, would be to ask you about this. I've been lately in my life noticing that I've become very psychic. And as I've done that, I've been able to connect with creatures, let's say animals, horses, whatever. And what I feel like I want to do with my life is I want to be able to pass that on to people and help them connect. My question to you is, in your feeling, in your psychic ability, when will all of these ingredients come together in order for me to fulfill what is in my mind and in my spirit and my soul, my future?
Mark, thank you for calling in, and I got to tell you something. You're actually asking that question for millions of people all over the world, and that's why you asked it. At this time, at this place, at this juncture, not only is it planetary, this year is about fulfilling dreams. It's an energy
wow.
about moving towards fulfilling dreams. So people are becoming inspired all over the world to change their job, to go after something that they always wanted to do. And you will have all the forces in the world behind you to do it. In matter of fact, I will tell you this as well as I'm telling all the other listeners. If you do not pursue your dream at this point, because that's where we are in order to evolve to the next level, you will, in some way, wind up losing the job or leaving the job you are in right now to give you the opportunity to pursue it. So you either do it by choice or the universe will do it for you. Perfect example,
yes.
A few years ago, I wanted to leave being a hospice social worker, but it was a great job. It was bringing me secure income.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing my psychic work part-time. I wasn't speaking all over the country. And so I knew I wanted to do that more, but I had no idea how to do it. So I stayed at Duke, even though I kept hearing leave, leave, leave. Well, one day on the way to my patient's house, I was rear-ended by an SUV that caused brainstem injury. I was required to leave work. I had double vision. I had to stay home. I couldn't even be a social worker or a psychotherapist anymore because you need to be able to drive. All of a sudden, what fell into my life was doing my psychic work and speaking full time. The moment I chose to do that, everything worked out by itself. Opportunities were being presented to me. Things like getting on Coast to Coast Radio came to me with inspiration and empowerment. You must go after your dream, and you must do it now because that's why it's coming to you. It didn't come to you earlier because it was preparing you to be wise. You think a lot when you're on the road as a truck driver. You have
Indeed.
The opportunity to open up, so you're doing great. Go after it. It's happening now.
I appreciate that, Vincent. Thank you very much.
Okay.
You're welcome.
You are welcome indeed. You're almost like a counselor or therapist.
Well, that's what I do. That's the reason why I was brought to school as a psychotherapist, so that I can incorporate the both. When I was going to school, it was so funny because we would have to do internship, and I was working at the university that I was going to, UNC Chapel Hill, and I was in the student department, the counseling and psychological services department, and my supervisor would say to me, man, he says, I don't know how you do it. You're training to be a psychotherapist, but you have some sixth sense because you're able to diagnose these kids in 5 minutes' time when it takes the rest of us a couple of visits before we can understand what's wrong with them. I was like, I didn't want to turn around then and say, well, yeah, you're actually right. I do use my psychic ability. But that's exactly what happened. I incorporate the both. That's the other thing that makes me different, and that's why I use the MSW after my name, is so that people know you're getting more than just a psychic answer. You're getting the psychicness, body, mind, and spirit. I work on all of them.
Good for
we
you.
Have to. That's the gift that I use is combining both. I work with your mind. I work with your body. I work with your spirit to give you the abilities that you need to empower you.
Are you sensing, Vincent, that right now people are acting very weird, very uptight?
Yes, there's a rumbling. Remember what I just told Mark about the universe forces are pushing people to achieve their dreams? If you don't have the dream defined, you're still being pushed. And what's happening is this rumbling is that energy of trying to push you into a direction. But if you have no direction, it's like what? You know, like it reminds me of living in Manhattan and you come out of the subway and you're trying to cross the street. Well, you may want to go across one street, but there's a giant crowd that's pushing you across the other way that you have to follow because you can't get out of the crowd. That's exactly what's happening if you don't have direction. You're following the crowd. You're getting rumbled. You're getting a disturbance within. You must let it out. You must heed it.
All right, let's go next to Lori in Portland, Oregon, west of the Rockies. Hi, Lori. Go ahead.
Well, hi. Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
I'm great.
Great. Lori, thanks for calling. What's up?
Oh, you bet. Vincent, actually, I was driving home and dropped my daughter off from school and caught you on radio, and you mentioned something where you said your soul led you to a certain point. And that's pretty much been kind of my existence. My good love, balance, energy, and just kind of followed my intuition. Always works, always has been. Except lately, last few years, just unexpected life blocks and just trauma after trauma that I'm very positive. I'm thinking, okay, it's my journey. Something's going to be learned here. And it just got worse and worse and worse. And I can't figure a way around it. It's hit my family so bad from the domino effect of just a situation turned to another situation. Just a brief short thing.
How do you stop that, Vincent?
I'm sorry?
Well, we're going to answer that for you. How to stop that. George said, how do you stop that? And I'm not going to make a joke of it, but literally, Lori, you need to stop it. You need to stop allowing yourself to be affected by it. It's always a choice every day. Don Miguel Ruiz wrote a fabulous book, The Four Agreements. Read it if you haven't read it. Reread it again if you have read it. It talks about breaking those patterns from the past. And you're at a point in your life, you've been listening to your intuition. This is for everybody as well. If you're listening to your intuition and all of a sudden things start surfacing, it's because you're meant to face the things you've never faced before. You're asking in life when you listen and you're growing and you're choosing to evolve, you're asking for the lessons. You're asking, how do I get better? And so you're being told, face this. And so that's coming up in your life right now because it's time for you to face it, stop it, and choose differently. You can choose to be affected by your family, by anybody you want, or you can choose not to be. It's as simple as that. If you go to my website on the media page, I have this cute little video. It's a skit that Bob Newhart did for Saturday Night Live. He used to have the show, The Bob Newhart Show, where he played a psychiatrist. It's hysterical because a girl comes into his office, says she has a problem. He says, well, I only do 5 minutes of therapy, and it'll cost you $5. She said, wow, that's really cheap. And she tells him what the problem is.
Hold on right there, Vince. Oh. We'll be back on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. We're with Vincent Jenna. We're going to take your calls. Vincent, you were telling us about the Bob Newhart clip. I'll let you finish that up, and then we'll go to the
thank
calls.
Thank you. Sure. It's great. So the client is turning around and telling him about this problem that she has, and he turns around and he says, okay, well, I have two words for you. Do you want to take notes to them? And she says, oh, okay, I'll write it down. He says, but I think you'll remember them. And he turns around and he goes, stop it! And she's like, well, what do you mean? Well, stop it! Just stop thinking that. Stop doing that. And I have that on my website because basically that's what I wind up telling people.
That's what you say. That's right.
You have to stop it. People think they forget. They forget that they have options and choices 24/7. 24/7 from the moment that they even in bed you have choices, what side you're going to sleep on, has you rolling over. But from the moment you wake up, you have a choice to make of everything. And you can choose what to think as well. You've just got to keep practicing to choose the right thought, the right idea, the right behavior. What's your choice? To be bothered by your family and go on being miserable? Or to stop being bothered by your family? I made that choice.
We have free will, don't we?
Totally.
To the phones we go. Gary in Los Angeles. Hey, Gary, go ahead.
Yes, gentlemen, good morning.
Hi.
Vincent, several years ago, there was a law passed in the United States and signed by one of our former presidents, referred to as the National Economic Security and Reformation Act. And it was supposed to be announced at some point when the spiritual changes were ready. And like we're in the Aquarian age now, I wondered if you had any feeling about this coming on pretty soon.
Okay, there are going to be changes. The changes are coming on, Gary. Thanks for calling. Here's the thing that we have to remember. Our politics reflect our society and our societal values. The politics does not create society, right? None of our leadership, none of our problems are created by the problem itself. It's created by the people. So here's the thing. As people are healing, the energy will be to change all of those things that are politically working against us and not for us, not for balance, not for peace. They will begin to change too. So when you ask that question, yes, I can turn around and I say, I see that change coming up really soon, but it all depended upon if people keep making their changes. They are making them now. People are starting to turn and say, that's what the shift in consciousness was about. That Mayan calendar thing back in 2012 had nothing to do with the end of life. What the Mayan calendar was trying to say is that there was an end of consciousness and a new consciousness beginning. Well, the new consciousness is people understanding we're more than. We're more than physical beings. We're more than a political policy. We are spiritual beings and completely unlimited. And as soon as we start really tapping into that, we'll learn how to change these things. So the changes are occurring. They're changing a little bit slower. So I don't necessarily trust a psychic or anybody who can predict some of these things. That's like predicting the end of days. When all of this is going to end. It's going to end when we make it end. That's the best thing. I'm not copping out. But that's the best answer I can give you, because that energy changes from moment to moment. But the more people that continue to heal inside, the more society heals, the more society heals, the more our government heals, and those policies will change.
Let's go to Dwayna in Honolulu. Hey, Dwayna, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey. Hi.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I really enjoying this. I'm just wondering where I'm going in life at this point.
Well, hopefully you're going in life, Dwayna, in the direction everybody else is going in, forward. You want to go forward in life, okay? You want to keep moving. You'll go as far as you allow yourself to go. The more you believe, the more you believe in yourself, the more you turn around and you say, I deserve more. I deserve everything because I'm unlimited. Life is a candy store, believe it or not. It is a candy store. But just like in a candy store, if you overindulge in some candy, you're going to get sick. That's why some negative things happen here. But life is a candy store. We're all entitled to candy. There are some people who haven't even entered the candy store. They hang outside watching everybody inside eating the candy. Then there are people who hover around the jelly bean jar, because you know there's thousands of jelly beans in the jelly bean jar, and people are eating them one at a time because it feels safe. They don't have to go after the big candy bars, even though they would love the big candy bar. Oh, my gosh, there's the Dove bar, the Zack Nut bar. I want that so bad, but I might not be able to get it, so I'm going to stay over here by the jelly beans. Move away from the jelly beans. Okay? You get sick of the jelly beans, it becomes boring. There's so much more out there, you got to trust it, and you will move forward as long as you trust your life. Go after the big stuff. Go after the gusto and say you deserve it. And believe me, if you want to go back to the jelly bean jars and take your time and little at a time, they'll still be there. But you'll reach your candy bars if you go after them.
Yeah, you sure will. But we've got Harry now in Portland, Oregon, west of the Rockies. Hello, Harry.
Yeah, Vincent, say, I'm wondering if we are suffering from karmic payback with these refugee children coming from the Central and South American countries for CIA agitation into their countries back in the 70s and the 80s to disrupt their governments and that. And now they have corrupt, you know, governments and that.
Well, I can tell you what we're suffering from. It's nothing that specific. It's everything. It's general. Whatever energy we put out there is going to come back to us, whether it come back in the form of some third world nation having problems or from some other foreign country or our own country, it's coming back to us. We shouldn't focus so much on those individual aspects because then we're throwing blame there. No, we've caused it. There's an issue. It doesn't matter if it shows up in a CIA problem. It doesn't matter if it shows up in a storm. We just had a hurricane over here on the East Coast, okay? Chicago had one of the worst winters it had ever experienced. We need to start paying attention to that stuff, to the stuff that we're affecting all over and in general, because that's what's hurting us. We're causing all of this. So, yeah, you're right in being concerned about it. But we don't have to worry. Just let's add that into the pile of stuff that's coming back at us. Let's not just focus about, oh, what are we going to do with the CIA now? And we got to change that so because it's coming back at us. Here's the bottom line about karma. That's also a choice. Restitution is the concept of, I understand it was a lower choice, and I'm not going to make it again. And you can break karma instantaneously by making that choice. Retribution is, oh, well, I was bad. I need to be punished. And that's why we allow ourselves to continue to suffer and be affected by the negative. Forgiveness, like we talked earlier, is what breaks karma. Believing we need to be punished is what continues karma. So it's our individual efforts, once again, that will help fix that.
Marilyn's in Florida, first-time caller. Marilyn, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Oh, yes, George. I've grown to be an old lady listening from Rump's days.
No.
We can't do this, George. Anyway, I think it's a wonderful program. Only children sometimes are not really spoiled because nobody's around to spoil them. And I personally have grown up with a lot of mixed emotions about myself. I love people, but I have a lot of family problems, and that seems to pull me down. I can't seem to get away from it. I don't know what to do about it.
Well, here's the thing. Thank you so much for bringing that up. But as we talked earlier, for some reason, everybody seems to think that because you're born into a family, that these humans are now supposed to act any different than any other human that's out there today. Everyone who's out there is our family. We've forgotten that. Here's the problem with family units. The society was our original family. We were all supporting each other. We were having children to add to the society, not to add to our individual family. But what happened is, as soon as we started to forget who we were as magnificent beings, we started turning to others to fulfill our emotional needs. The minute we did that, somebody couldn't fulfill our need, and that relationship broke down. Eventually, the entire society and community broke down. So we started saying, you know what, instead of me making babies to add to the community, I'm going to start my own community. I'm going to start my own small one. You can't have them. They're mine now. Okay, so now we have these small units, and we call them families. But we're putting the same emotional needs on the family, the small unit. Now 5, 6, 7 people that we were putting on an entire society of 100-plus people. And we're expecting the family to feed us emotionally like we were expecting the society to feed us. We've been given everything to feed ourselves. And then we start passing down these negative messages to each other and our children. And so we wind up falling into these habits, and we're expecting our families now to feed us. Why? These people are just as hungry as we are. My mom was thriving for love just as much as I was while I was being beaten up in school. She had been beaten up. So why wouldn't she be just as hungry as me? What would make her a stronger person to be able to help me just because I'm her child? In actuality, families can hurt their each other more than strangers do because of the reliance we have on them. So here's the thing you need to do. You need to start reparenting yourself, just like I would say to everybody else. The world needs to reparent themselves. They need to scoop yourself up and say, I love you, you're beautiful. If a child came to you and said, I'm worthless, I'm no good, I'm not going to make it in the world, I'm stupid, you would scoop up that child and say, no, honey, you're wrong. You're wrong. You're beautiful. You're wonderful. You're lovable. Okay, so sometimes you make mistakes. It's okay. But you know what? Nobody does that to themselves. Nobody has reparented and scooped themselves up and said how wonderful they are. Stop depending on the family to do that for you. Love yourself, and you will find it easier to get along with your family. I said I raised a roof to move my abusers in with me, my parents in with me, because I healed myself and loved myself. I didn't need their love anymore. I gave it to them. We don't need anybody's love. We are made of love. The only reason why we're with each other is to give it, to show how much we're capable of. And then here's the funny thing. As everyone is giving love, everyone's receiving it. So don't worry about what you get from your family. You need to break off from your emotional ties and needs of them and fulfill your own life and go after your own love. And you will be able to find it and not rely on a group of people who are more damaged than you are.
So take us very quickly, and then we'll wrap things up with final calls, through one of your sessions, one of your events.
Oh, wow. So July 26th, which is Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 1 a.m., I'm going to be at the Westside Unity Church in Culver City, and I'm doing Stop Stopping Yourself and Become Unstoppable. And it's taking this to the highest level that we can for the 3 hours. I'll also be doing gallery readings. They're dynamic sessions. You'll have a great time. You will learn a lot. There'll be a lot of tears because we get really deep in that time. But you will learn how to break some of these habits, how to really develop the tools you need to better yourself. So that's just one of them. And I'm hoping to come back to L.A. and where we crossed at the L.A., the Conscious Life Expo. Yes.
Yep.
And I'm looking to do a workshop over there this year. So that's the first thing that's coming up for me, George. And thank you for asking. And there's so many more things coming up, television appearances and things like that. Everybody can find that out through my website.
Super. East of the Rockies, Chip's in New York. Let's pick him up. Hi, Chip. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Great show. I'm a very spiritual person. I pray and meditate all the time. I try to remain positive, but there's this other negative side of me that, you know, for the last, say, 4 or 5 years, I mean, it's just been a roller coaster ride of negativity. I mean, I have like 3 cars and all of them will break down at the same time.
Oh, gosh.
You know, I know.
One thing after another, after another, after another. And like, how do I break this cycle? What's my block? What's going on? I can't figure it out.
Introduce yourself to your human side, the side that's been scarred since you were a kid. Here's the problem. There is many scars that people have from their stories. You have a bunch of them. Your spiritual work has been incredible, as many people who do their spiritual work is incredible, but you're waiting for the final part. The final transformation is connecting your human side, which has the scars, with your spiritual side, who's evolved. So you need to now believe that the human is just as deserving and as wonderful as the soul. You've never gone back in your life and appreciated the growth you've really taken. You're focusing on that negative stuff because it happened, but it's coming to the surface so that you can finally put the two together. See, that's what people do, George. And Chip, I'm using your question to get to everybody. The more spiritual people become, they can actually hide behind that, and that can almost be worse at times. Because we do say exactly what you just said, Chip. I am meditating, I'm doing all of this stuff, but there's this negative stuff going on in my life. If there's negative stuff going on in your life, you're not paying attention to the negative beliefs that are interfering. And you are paying attention to the spiritual beliefs, but they're hiding now as a defense mechanism, those final negative ones. Ask to see them. Ask to reveal them. Turn around and say, I'm ready. Show them to me right now because I'm done with hurting myself. I'm done with suffering. I'm done. I want positive because I deserve positive. That's your next and last step to finally get behind that veil, away from that veil. So, yes, the more spiritual we become, you know how many spiritual healers out there have so many personal problems because they're not working on them, George?
I bet lots.
Right. Yes, and it's worse for them than it is for the layperson, because at least the layperson can claim ignorance. The spiritual person says, oh, no, I do that all the time. Oh, no, I'm very spiritual-minded, but I don't understand why I have this disease. You have this disease because you still feel you're worthless. You think your acts are great, and that's fabulous, just like a person who goes to work. They define themselves by their work rather than by their being. And it's the same thing with some of the spiritual teachers and some of the psychics out there, and even the promoters of them. They will be suffering, even though they're practicing all of this, but they're not realizing and they're not admitting what they're really feeling, and they're not dealing with that portion of their lives which despises themselves.
Vincent, spell out your website for us.
It is www.vincentgenna.com.
I love it. Vince, thank you so much for being on the show. You are indeed the psychic healer.
Well, George, thank you incredibly for allowing me to be on the show. You are a light to the world, allowing other lights to shine. So I so appreciate you.
Very good. I look forward to meeting you. Vince Jenna, you can find all his information linked up at coasttocoastam.com. For Nathan Staten, Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Lottasore, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burles, George Knapp, and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.